Kenneth Hawthorne, K-E-N-N-E-T-H Hawthorne, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E, 9865. Today's 1/28. Mr. Hawthorne comes in today with chief complaint of slight sore throat, cough, congestion. Also, he's here for a follow-up of his hypertension, hyperlipidemia, ED symptoms, as well as morbid obesity, period. Hey, paragraph. He weighed 314 today. His weight's up a few pounds from before. He had a gastric band placed some years ago. And that was somewhat successful, but he appears to have gained a lot of that weight back, period. He is somewhat depressed. His wife just died 35 days ago because of breast cancer, period. In the paragraph, he's had issues with getting up, walking around, has had some leg pain, some shortness of breath with activity. He also quit taking his thyroid medication, which he doesn't know why. He just knows he's not taking it anymore, period. He also suffers from hypertension, obesity, arthritis, morbid obesity, hypogonadism. Patient is an excellent candidate for GLP-1, especially with the failed surgery, gastric banding, but we're going to wait on that till we get his blood work back to see if he's actually had developed any diabetes. He's been on phentermine before, but has not worked for him in the past as well, period. COVID immunization on flu vaccine, not this year, only last year. Allergy on medication. Let's make a medication list. Allergy none, then lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25 once a day, and then Cialis, 20 milligram as needed for intercourse. Those are his medications. Surgery, lap band, medical problems, we went over that, ad nauseum, immunization discussed, family history, no cancer, no diabetes. Mom had myocardial infarction after she had COVID vaccination. He strongly feels that was the cause of her demise. Dad died at the VA because of overdose on medication, period. Let's see. Today he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Review of the notes indicates that his last blood work in 2021 showed A1C of 5.7. Testosterone was in the 200 range. He has been on testosterone replacement, but not anymore. His TSH and PSA were normal back then. He weighs about the same as it's been in the past. Let's talk about exam. On exam, we find Kenneth to be short of breath with activity. Just getting up and off the table is a task for him. Blood pressure is 143 over 76, pulse 75, respiration 20, temperature 98.7, O2 is 98%, weight 314 pounds. We discussed the weight issues. Heart positive, some buzzers too, lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows as DVD, skin shows no rash around the coast with an edge and non-focal. He wears TED hose to keep his edema under control. Assessment, number one, hypertension control. Number two, LDH noted. Number three, strongly suspects sleep apnea. Number four, has refused workup in the past. Number five, he's a great candidate for GLP-1. Number six, he wants to think about it. Number seven, check blood work. Number eight, low testosterone. Number nine, check PSA and testosterone in case he needs replacement. Number 10, fatty liver. Number 11, very anemic thyroid. Check TSH again. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows some calcification, otherwise minimal. Next number, lower extremity shows no evidence of DVT or PVD. The edema is multifactorial, most likely related to sleep apnea. Next number is RVH. Next number is LVH seen. Next number is prescription for Cialis and lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide that were refilled. Next number is no response to phentermine. Next number is minimal response to lap banding. He's gained most of the weight back. Next number is if he doesn't lose the weight, he needs to be checked for sleep apnea. I told him people with sleep apnea die all the time in their sleep, i.e. Famous football players and such. Next one is mild BPH noted. Next one is not interested in immunization. Next number is trying to find that maintenance exam. Next number is patient is to come back next week to go over his results of his blood work. We'll discuss colonoscopy versus Cologuard with him at that time, with no family history of colon cancer. Thank you.